بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. At the end of this book, Shawq-e Watan, a book which was written to create desire within each person's heart to meet Allah, to pass away, to go to the Akhirah, Murana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah writes in the appendix of this book that one doubt could be created, a question could be formed in the mind of any person who has read this book, or any person who has heard the contents of this book. The question is this, that it is all right and fine that you say, we should desire to pass away, desire to meet Allah, desire to see those great bounties which are in store for us. But on the other hand, there is no surety we are going to get it. We have also heard that there is punishment in the grave. We know there is a reality like Jahannam. After coming to know of all of this, then you cannot ask us to just desire the Akhirah, because we fear in case we go over and we happen to be from that group of people who have to undergo punishment in the grave. We have to undergo punishment in Jahannam. Then in that case it will just be as if we have jumped from the frying pan into the fire. In that case it would be our good fortune to remain here. Because in this world there is slight difficulties, whereas the difficulties of the Akhirah are very severe. Murana writes, to answer this, a few things need to be kept in mind. The very first thing we need to remember is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world to save ourselves from the torments of the hereafter, from the punishment in the grave, from the punishment of Jahannam. This is something which in which Allah has given us a choice. This is not something which is beyond our control. Rather, it is something which we have complete control over. All that is required is that the cause for entrance into Jahannam, which is sin, the cause for punishment in the grave, which is sin, give it up. Once that is given up, then we have saved ourselves from the difficulties and punishments of the hereafter. A simple example to understand this, somebody is walking on a road, there is a huge fire burning, he has one of two options. Either he chooses to continue walking and he will burn himself. Or he can take another route. He can turn around and he can find another road, and in that case he will have saved himself. Our condition is exactly the same. If we continue walking in this life of evil and sin, then we ourselves are throwing our own beings and our own bodies into destruction, into punishment, into harm, into punishment. And if we turn around and we make a change and we choose a new route and we prefer rather to now live a life of the obedience of Allah, then in that case, we have saved ourselves from punishment. We have saved ourselves from the difficulties in the grave. We have saved ourselves from difficulties on Qiyamah. We have saved ourselves from torment in Jahannam. The choice is ours. All we need to do is to make the right choices while we are in this world. The second aspect, inshallah, will be discussed later.